This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Dope Fiends. In one of the opening salvos in the last stretch of his campaign, Louisiana Senator John Needley Kennedy, not to be confused with any other Kennedy people that might come to mind, reacted strongly to President Biden's marijuana pardons. He seems to be equating them with crackheads and inferring that we would now have crazed dope fiends overtaking our communities and wild in the streets. My local newspaper, New Orleans, had a great editorial cartoon with one frame with President John Kennedy saying, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country," with the other frame picturing Senator Kennedy yelling, "Call a crackhead." To be clear, President Biden did pardon a few thousand people that had been convicted and imprisoned on the federal statute for simple possession of marijuana. The administration also indicated they were studying whether to classify marijuana as something other than a Class 1 narcotic, more dangerous, for example, than fentanyl, which is killing thousands annually. Biden also cautioned about marijuana use and gave no indication that he was thinking about proposing legalization, just fulfilling a campaign promise. There's speculation about whether this will impact the midterms, and Senator Kennedy is hoping it will, although he's not exactly in a tight race for re-election, far from it. Keep in mind that there are now 19 states that have legalized recreational marijuana, along with Guam, the Mariana Islands, and of course the District of Columbia, where it is probably sorely needed in order to offset being the home of the federal government. Medical marijuana is now legal in 37 states and 4 of the 5 U.S. territories. I don't know the number of cities where they've decriminalized marijuana, like New Orleans has, that are ostensibly located in states where it's still illegal, but there's a wheelbarrow full of them for sure. At least, where I'm not sure how it can become much of a wedge issue. I honestly don't have a horse in this race. I haven't had a toke since I began organizing more than 50 years ago, and my one or two experiences were in my brief college career when it was passed my way. I inhaled, but it wasn't my thing. That's just me. One of our members called last week because he was threatened with eviction as a HUD Section 8 tenant because he had a sign favoring the legalization vote coming up soon in Missouri. Really? Listening to part of our New Orleans members' conversation about this before their weekly membership call last night, some were worried about people smoking while driving, but it's not like they were going to hit the streets about it. Hey, scientists and mental health professionals are now reevaluating LSD as therapeutic. One of the safest policy bets any of us can make right now is that marijuana will be legal within the next 10 to 20 years everywhere. Fighting the drug wars, politicians need to pick their targets, and there are plenty with opioids, all of which make promoting reefer madness seem both quaint and almost irrelevant in modern politics. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.